Oh, I wasn't ready for that, but it's okay. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
I was gonna go one more song.
Part three of Dating 101.
What's up, everybody?
With George and Courtney.
And Miranda. Everybody give it up for Miranda in the back. Miranda, can you see why my Stream Deck stopped working?
If you're on tonight, let us know who you are.
You may just have to close the app and reopen
and
it.
And let us know.
What up, everybody? Come on, let's see some comments. Miranda Perales, yo.
Hello, Anna Longoria.
I hate asking this question, but who's Anna Longoria?
Cheyenne's mother.
Cheyenne's mother.
You know her.
That's right. Anna, great to see you. So glad you're here. Let's see who else is on. We got Joshua Jamie. He was here Sunday, right?
Hey, Joshua. We met
Joshua.
You, I think, Sunday morning.
Good to see you, man.
For the first time. Welcome from...
Cafe Guadalupe. Morally supporting her daughter.
Shannon
Ogbonga.
Ogbonga. I always want to call her Shanrika, but she's not Shanrika anymore.
Shannon, let me know how the potato soup is going. Has it defrosted yet? It's not too late to throw it away.
The Estrada family. Hello, of course.
Yes, we can still learn from the youth. Maybe we can still learn from the youth. When they start live streaming, we'll see if we can learn from them. But today is young adults. Today is young adults.
Erica Rod is joining us.
Good to see you. Listen, before we start, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe.
Let me like this myself.
Stephanie Segura.
Hey, Eli. We loved seeing you yesterday at church.
That was for Stephanie.
Your first Sunday in church.
So please listen. If you haven't watched part two, go watch part two. And
after
if you
this.
Haven't watched part one, go watch part one of Dating 101, possibly one of the best series to ever hit the internet. Also, what else was I going to say?
Hey, Brie. Hey, Josh.
Brianna Reese, it's not too late, and you know what I'm talking about. So we're going to have a great time tonight. Listen, everybody. This is something you don't want to miss.
That, Nina?
This is something that, you know, people say like a lot, like, oh, I wish I had that. Well, guess what? You know a young adult. You may know a single person who's not young, but they are an adult. They're going to need this too if they're single.
Yeah.
So please send it to them because this will greatly help them and also give them better odds to get married. If you know somebody who's a little slow on their feet to getting to the marriage life, send it to them. If you know somebody who is in a bad relationship, also send it to them. Stephanie Segura eyes. Jocelyn said, just finished part two, ready for tonight.
Yeah.
Jocelyn, it's not too late for you as well. we're going to have a great night tonight. These have been super fun. This is part three, possibly our final installment, depending on where we're at by the end of the night. So
I believe we can do it.
But you know what? We're going to have some fun. Don't forget, please send us in your questions. So the way you can do that is you can, one, just comment. Another way you can send in questions is through our Instagram at YA_ what?
That's on our Instagram. It's Houston Young Adults.
Oh, we changed it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the voice.
Our Instagram is Houston Young Adults.
Can I go see this? Wow, this is awesome.
You can text me or you can text George.
Yeah, if you have my number.
If you don't have our numbers, you can text Mirari.
And if you have our numbers, delete them.
Or you can text Miranda.
We are Houston Young Adults. How did we get that?
I pulled some strings.
That's pretty cool. I mean, not how do we get that. Like, I can't believe it, but... I mean, that's pretty cool.
We're that cool.
So we're actually Houston Young Adults on Instagram now?
We are the Houston Young Adults.
And we're also Houston Young Adults on YouTube. So, I mean, that's pretty cool if you ask me. That's so cool. It's like, I remember in the early days of Instagram, you could name yourself whatever you wanted to be named. Now you have to be like George Garcia 777777. And it's just not the same. It just doesn't roll off the tongue as well. Also, I'm possibly going to be making a name change on my Instagram. So if anybody has some suggestions, please let me know.
This is like a public announcement.
Right? Yeah, it's a big deal for me.
That is a big deal for you.
But anyways, so dating part three. I know we're going to go over a couple of things. Courtney, what do you got on the notes here?
If you tuned in for dating 101 part one and part two, we talked about a lot of different things. We went through some dating do's and don'ts, some things to avoid, some pitfalls to avoid when you're dating.
We went over red flags.
We talked about red flags. We talked about some green flags. We talked about in Christianity, really what the true purpose of dating is and how it's very different from the world's way of dating. Some people in the world will date for their entire lifetime. And ultimately they're living in sin because of that. But we're talking about how to be holy, how to live godly, how to stay smack dab in the middle of God's will for your life. Because if you're single right now, you're in God's will. You're seeking the Lord. But when you get into dating, you don't want to get out of God's will because you're with the wrong person, because you make mistakes in dating, but you are staying the course for your life all the way until Jesus returns. And then you have a godly spouse, you have a godly marriage. We're not talking about marriage, we're talking about dating. But we went through those things, the first and the second one. We did go over... what else we talk about?
I think you covered everything.
Yeah, we talked about that. But, oh, yeah, we did go through as well how to make the most of your time of singleness. So if you are single, how to spend this time. And there were some questions about this, so I wanted to talk about this after. What we talked about during how to make the most of your season of singleness, we kind of went through some things like deal with things in your life. Deal with... anything that, you know, deal with past relationship hurts, deal with, you know, your relationship with Lord. Your relationship with the Lord is something you will constantly be pursuing and seeking. But if it's not something that you're pursuing and seeking in time of singleness, being in dating, being a married person, it's not going to be one of those things that just turns on. So be that person before. So it's not like these were steps that, or a formula that says, I can't be in a relationship unless these things are done, unless, like, I have a perfect relationship, like, with, you know, I know everything about God. You'll never be there. You know, it's never about, like, getting to this place in life and then you're good. You can kind of stop that. It's a continual thing. You're already doing that. You're consistently doing it. You're continually doing that. And so I just wanted to address that. This is not, like, to say, oh, well, because I don't have this or I'm not here yet, then I can't be in a relationship. No, those are things that you're just going to start working towards. You're working, you're in a job, you're seeking God's will for your life. You're seeking the Lord with all your heart. You're serving in the house of the Lord. You're letting the Lord deal with you on things that should be dealt with in your heart, in your mind, in your physical body, whatever. You got things that got to take care of, that the Lord's got to take care of. And then you stay ready in season and out of season. So that's the last thing we talked about, is basically at any moment, you know, that's kind of your telltale. Like if you're like in a place, you're like, man, I know I need to deal with this area of my life before I get in a relationship. You should deal with that thing. You know, there's things that, like we talked about last time, there's things that it's like, people that always constantly feel like they have to be in a relationship, and maybe being in a time of singleness, singlehood, whatever you want to call it, like taking a break from being in a relationship and like knowing that my source and my everything is the Lord. I can live without another person. I am independent in the sense of, but not being like a feminine independent person, but being like, I don't need.
Feminine, not
feminist in the sense of like, oh, I don't need anybody. It's to say that being in a relationship your entire life, like from, you know, middle school to, you know, just always just in and out of relationships, those are cycles that you want to deal with, right?
Yeah, and I guess Sorry, that was a lot. I'm trying to figure out where to start. I guess before we jump all into that,
I didn't know you wanted to say something.
I was recapping. I didn't.
Hey, Perlita, Jade, Quasha.
Okay, two things. Sorry, I was thinking about two things. Is one, we forgot to set up the lights, which is why things look different. I'm figuring out why we look different. We forgot all the lights.
Okay, I was wondering why I looked orange.
Is there any way you can turn this one up, Miranda? Okay, thanks. Okay, again, we have Miranda here with us, which is great. What else? The second thing I was thinking of, before you try to turn that up, a little bit of background. We'll quickly refresh our background here. Do we still have the pictures from the first time?
We're really jumping gears here.
People got to know because they may, like, they have to know that we're not just people who, like, we did dating wrong and we read a book and now we're,
right.
Like, we're fruit of right dating. So.
Yeah. We didn't have the testimony that we had to get married because, you know.
She was 9 months pregnant. Or, like, she was 2 months pregnant and all of a sudden, like.
And there are testimonies of how the Lord's done great things in that. But we had the fortunate opportunity to know the Lord prior to that. We didn't get saved after we were entangled in a relationship. We were saved and getting established in the house. And a lot of y'all are in that same boat. And so that's why this is such an important topic.
Yeah, and we have two good perspectives on it. Obviously, me being the guy and her being the girl, we both were complete individuals doing what the Lord had us doing at the time. And so it wasn't like Courtney needed like me to like bring her up to be on fire, or like I got with Courtney because I needed somebody to like help me be on fire. It was like, no, we were two people sold out for the Lord. We were seeking the Lord. We were doing our thing. We were working out individually. We were like pursuing everything that we needed to pursue. And then we came together, and it was just like an acceleration. So being married dating is in the Christian world. What's the difference between the world and the Christian world? It's the world dates just to date, to have fun for worldly desires, fleshly desires, and Christians date to marry with the intention of marrying. And so, you know, we got together. And now we're married. So, Miranda, do we have the picture? The one of us, like our whole timeline? Okay, cool. I knew I didn't delete them. Okay, so go ahead and put the first one up. Just to recap very, very quickly. What was that? Yes. Okay, we'll start. This is me and Courtney at Friendship. And I'm using Friendship very generously. I don't even think we were really friends at this point. We just knew each other, and it's a coincidence that we're standing in front of each other. But that is also, yes, that is Drew on the other side. I know people were confused to if that was Ellen DeGeneres, but no, that is Drew White, my friend Drew. Ellen did not get a tan.
Wow.
Okay, and then going on to our next photo, so we're not even friends at that point. And then next photo. Here we have already become young adults leaders together. This is at our first millionaire dinner.
The first millionaire dinner,
which feels like a forever ago.
Probably in 2019.
Yeah, 2019.
Wow.
And obviously you can tell that I was everybody's loving each other, and then there's a football field between me and Courtney. At this point, the closest I got was basically, I think I had my hand hovering behind or touching Victoria's elbow just because I'm nowhere near Courtney. But, you know, the confidence grew. And after I got roasted for many months for leaving that much space in between us. Here's a tip for guys. How do you want to be obvious that you like somebody? Take a photo like this. Literally, this screams, I like this girl. Anyways, moving on to the next photo. This is me and Courtney. We've already become friends. We've already done, you know, we're friends for a long time. We've been recording podcasts. And this is the day I asked Courtney out to basically be like, we're making this thing official. And I said, all right, I don't even remember how I asked you. I think I said...
I just remember being like, it took so long.
And yeah, Courtney was like, what took you so long? And I was like, dude.
Nah.
It was great. And so, why is my mustache so thin? That's scary. Wait, no, hold on. I asked you to be my girlfriend. Okay. And you said yes. Okay,
and
next.
And I said, I'll be your boyfriend. I'll be your girlfriend.
Okay, okay. That's...
right to jail.
Okay, next photo, please. And then now, this is me and Courtney. Not now. This is, well, I'm said now, like a verb. Okay, so this is me and Courtney. We have become officially married at this point. And yeah, we are walking out of our wedding. And there is a bunch of sparklers. And
yeah, they can see.
Yeah, this is great. I like this photo. I never, honestly, I haven't gone and looked at all our photos. So, wow. I mean.
Don't say that in public.
I'm still here, right? Okay. And then after this, you can go to the next photo. This is us present time. And we're very happy, as you can see. Hair's changed a little bit. I think we're using a lower quality camera at this point. And for some reason, it looks like the right side of my face has no feeling. But we are very happy together. And
very 50s of us.
Yeah, it's just different. It's just different times. Felt like that was so long ago.
Why do I want to sing a song?
All right. Well, back to us. Thank you. Thank you.
What a great timeline.
Yeah, great timeline. Thank you. Okay, so why is everybody here? Let's jump into this.
Well, we were just recapping. So what we were talking about last time, and we're going to move on to other things, but just to recap, when you're single, be ready. Be in a place where you're ready. Be in a place that if the man of your dreams shows up to church one Sunday morning, you are ready.
Yeah, okay. So I have a note on this.
Okay, yeah. That's why last time when you didn't comment on this, I was like, man, I thought you were going to like...
Yeah, I have a note on this.
Yeah.
And so, how do I say this? So I basically, there's this trend amongst Christians that it's like, oh, there's just nobody, or like, oh, there's just nobody at my church, or like, oh, it's very easy to get who?
My
Mallory?
Sister.
Mallory! Text me, Mallory, just text me right now. Just text me. You'll know why. Okay. It's very easy to get discouraged, but I want to say, do not get discouraged. If you've been wanting a spouse, thinking maybe like, oh, like there's nobody here. There hasn't been anybody here for a year, or there hasn't been anybody here. Well, guess what? If you're confessing that, it's the same thing. When you confess for finances, when you could use your confession for you know, faith, for healing. And then all of a sudden, the same people that believe for healing and finances, when it comes to dating or a spouse, they're like, oh, there's just nobody here.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good.
I don't know. I just can't find anybody. Well, guess what? You're never going to find anybody talking like that. So what do? The Bible says when you're faithful in the little, you'll be ruler over much. And that's what that's really what we mean when we say stay ready in season and out of season.
Yeah.
Because in the case of Courtney, you know, I've been at this church for 11 years now, and I will say that, you know, it may have seemed hopeless at a time, and I would have never guessed that, like, a Courtney would have just randomly dropped in on a Wednesday night, because y'all just came out of nowhere.
We came out of the woodwork.
Y'all literally came out of nowhere. And
for us, it was like... for such a time as this, but I mean for you.
I mean for me, I was just testifying one Wednesday night, and I just so happened to see like two girls my age, one of them being blonde, and was like, actually, I don't even think, I was just like, who the heck are they? But it wasn't, obviously it wasn't like the first day like we fell in love. It was obviously like a year after that. But what I'm saying is don't get discouraged, because when you let when you let discouragement creep in, then what happens is you stop being ready.
Right.
You start lacking on your looks. Mm-hmm. You start eating that fourth cookie. You stop working out. You start, Why do you keep playing with this?
I don't know. I just like wanted to be centered.
I'm like waiting for you to press something and you just keep playing with it. Okay. But always be ready because you never know when somebody's going to come in. It may not, and everybody's situation is different.
Yes.
Mine and Courtney. Courtney came in and it wasn't until a year later that, we actually started like being friends. And then after that it was, you know, now. But somebody may come in who's already on fire, who may come in. I mean, you were on fire. But the point is it could be a quick work.
It could be a quick work.
But you lacking, you being discouraged and you not being ready,
right,
will hinder the process.
You have to be ready. Just be ready. Anything by faith. You know, one thing that I'm remembering it now. It was in the past year. I think Pastor Jonathan had posted on his Instagram. He posted a picture of him and Pastor Dallas, just like on his story. And I really liked what he said. He said, "This, my wife was the greatest thing that I have used my faith for." Did you hear that?
No.
He said, "My wife is the greatest thing that I used my faith for." And so what you just said was, you can use your faith for an awesome spouse. You can use your faith for the manifestation of your spouse. And you speaking against what God, if you truly believe God is going to orchestrate it, if you truly believe that, but we have, like we said, we're going to have some things that we have to do. We have to be ready. We have to do our part. But if God's going to do the supernatural part of this being a supernatural testimony about how the Lord orchestrated your relationship, your coming together, your marriage, just everything, then you use your faith for it. You engage your faith for it. And that's what he said. He said, "It was the greatest thing that I've used my faith for." He used his faith for his wife. I used my faith for my husband. And I was very confident. I didn't question whether I was going to find a guy. When I came here, like I told y'all, at first I was like, where's the guy? But then I started realizing I'm seeking the Lord. I'm seeking God's will for my life. I'm seeking his vision. And then he showed me what I was called to do. And then the Lord put the guy into my life because I was ready. I knew with confidence the guy was coming. The Lord was going to put the right person in my path. The Lord was going to connect me with the right person as I focused on what I needed to focus on and as I stood in faith and as I trusted him. And so it is, don't let go of your confession and don't let go of your faith. So, you know, don't say, you know, like there's no one here. You only need one person. You only need one guy if you're a girl, and you only need one woman. You don't need 100, and you can't do that either. So.
Yeah, and it's important because who you marry will determine the trajectory of your future. Who you marry will determine how much money you make. Who you marry will determine where you go in life. Who you marry will determine if you live a life of increase or you live a life of decrease. Who you marry literally will determine if you accomplish the call of God upon your life. Mm-hmm. Especially for girls because they're following their husband. But, I mean, we're talking about dating. But this is all important because how do I stay on topic? Okay. Anyways, what I'm saying is this is the most important decision you can make in your life besides salvation. And y'all know, I was talking to people about this last night. My saying is, one, nothing's too late until you say I do. Nothing's official till you say I do. So it doesn't matter if you're dating, you've been dating for 5 years. It doesn't matter if you've been dating for 6 years. It doesn't matter if you bought a ring already. It doesn't matter if you're at the altar. Nothing's official till you say I do.
Yeah.
Because it is the most important decision you'll ever make.
Amen.
And so always be ready. I guess we'll jump into a question.
A question?
Not a question, but like, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to talk about some things that girls can specifically do, and then you can talk about some guy.
Yeah,
things.
So these are going to be kind of tips that, what do you do?
Hey, Bri.
Bri Rodriguez. Oh, awesome, Miranda. Give me a thumbs up whenever. I'll text you. Okay, anyways, these are going to be tips on what to do when you're rather waiting or when you're interested in somebody and like, what's the next step?
Okay. So this is to the ladies out there. And these are things that I did. So for the ladies.
And everybody's different. No, yeah, there's not
this
one.
This isn't a formula.
Yeah, there is no, this is our experience. This is like one, not one shoe fits all, but you know, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The Lord, there's that scripture that says, ask, that pray and make your petition and your specific petitions known unto the Lord. And so it's a specific, you pray specifically. So I made a list of things that I wanted in a husband, and they weren't like cute, like
that explains a lot.
Well, I mean, they were like attractive, like obviously I was attractive, but it wasn't like, I'm trying to think of just like really shallow things. They weren't shallow things. They
Are you
were
calling
like,
me shallow?
No, I'm talking about shallow. I'm talking about shallow things. I got what, anyway. So I made a list and I prayed and I asked the Lord to send a godly husband. I wanted someone who was on fire. I wanted someone whose family was on fire for the Lord. I wanted someone whose family was radical, serving the Lord. I wanted someone who loved ministry, who was a tither, who was a big giver. I had a huge list. And Georgie, I'm not kidding. I went back during like engagement season, I was able to check off like every single thing.
Did you have funniest person alive on your list?
I probably had something about Joy. I don't know. I probably should have whipped it out. I was actually trying to look for it today, but I ran out of time. But anyway, so I made a list. And so what's good about a list is that if some guy comes along and they don't fit on the list, you literally dump that chump.
Right to jail.
That's what my dad said. Dump the chump. Dump the chump.
He said that when you met me?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
He would just say that to, I don't know, my dad would just say things like that.
If my in-laws are watching, I love y'all. Y'all are great people.
He would say that, Mal, right? But so that's your cue to be like, all right, this guy's got to go, and you know.
Well, no, that's good because it's when you have a list, I mean, I didn't have a list. Mine was very easy. It was good looking, loved the Lord, was called, and loved the power of church. So that was, my list was very easy. But it's nice to have a check and balance because when you start to get feelings for somebody, you know, it's very easy to lose rational thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's maybe the first 2 weeks, it's like, oh yeah, I got my guard up. But like after you start building a relationship with somebody and you start opening up to somebody, it's like it's harder to rationalize things because mm-hmm. you become attached.
Right.
And so if you have this list, then you can kind of keep, or even one better, if you have somebody you're accountable to or you have a good friend that can keep you sane, you can always point back to that and say like they're good looking, they're fun, but red flags.
Yeah, it kind of gives you a cue on what's a red flag and not. And that's why I said, you know, not shallow and not a list that goes on forever and ever and ever. And like no one would be able to fit that list because it's like very specific.
Yeah,
like,
be realistic.
Only uses forks. I mean, I don't know where I got that. But just okay. Like it's very like just like things that are like.
I mean, again, right, and we talked about
don't
this.
Don't put that on your list.
And
like,
we talked
things that are real, you know?
We talked about this in part one and part two. If you're a 10, if you want a 10, be a 10. If you're a 2, don't expect a 10. I mean, there's miracles, but.
Yeah. Okay, so make a list, and then you pray, and you ask the Lord, and you believe the Lord's going to send you that man. Like we said before, you use your faith to receive your future spouse, to receive this man or this woman. I guess we're talking about ladies here. So this man. So, and if a guy doesn't meet these things, tell them bye. And then for ladies, you are to get in position. So we already talked about the things that we're doing, but we have to get in position. One of the things that Merari had told me as a young adult coming to this church was fix yourself up. I mean, basically, you know, get yourself looking like you want to meet somebody.
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
I threw away the Birkenstocks.
I threw away
the baggy t-shirts. You know, I decided I'm going to wear heels to Sunday service, you know, to church.
And
I'm
this
gonna
is
put
it.
Lipstick on. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to put makeup on.
And at this and point, I, this like, wasn't a thing. This wasn't a thing.
Yeah,
yet.
I just.
This was like they were. We weren't even talking at that time. Like they were. Right. That was like individual. I don't know.
Yeah. So she gave me some wise advice. Look like you're available, because there is body positions and body languages and even the way that you carry and present yourself that says I'm available or I'm not available. So present yourself as being available. And another thing is, let's see. Oh, okay, get in position. So that's what the thing is. Okay, so are you at church on Sundays? And I know a lot of people listening are, but there's maybe a people that are going to be listening that maybe they're still figuring out that church is a necessity for my life. In order to find a godly man in your life, you need to be in church and you need to get plugged in and get positioned to find a godly man for your life. So church is the place that you want to meet godly men.
Yeah,
it's not at the gym. It's not at the club. It's not at the workplace. It's not at the restaurants. It's not at school even. But it's at the house of the Lord.
Well, it's because why is that?
Anointed services.
Why?
Well, where are you gonna meet ungodly men? You know,
it's like if you want to meet
an ungodly man who's going to take advantage of you when you're at a bar.
Yeah. If you want somebody who drinks, you go to a bar. If you want somebody who parties, you go to the club. It's like, and if you want a godly man, you come to the house of the Lord. Not saying that you can't meet somebody outside of the house of the Lord, but
you don't know what they believe. And you could, like, even if you meet someone at work or at school, you know. And again, we're not saying you can't. It's just saying you know where they're coming from.
Somebody asked me, and why is this important? It's because somebody talked about this last night or asked me this question last night, but it was, what if the guy goes to another church and what if you marry somebody and they go to another church? This is very important. Why, again, dating, you should have a checklist. If somebody's going to a church that you don't really want to be a part of, well, guess what? When you get married, you're most likely going to end up at that church. So, you know, the woman's going to follow the man. And so dating isn't like, okay, we're getting married. Dating isn't like, okay, we're dating now, so that means we're for sure getting married.
Right.
It's like whatever you didn't catch beforehand, if you catch something in dating, that's the time to cut it.
Right. It's okay to notice red flags and step away. And that's what the whole purpose of this is, not be so far that you can't cut yourself off from a relationship, because you can't cut off from a covenant. When you're in covenant, it's done. You're in covenant between God and another man or another woman. And at that point, you are in that covenant. But beforehand, you're not attached in any way other than emotionally, or if, like we've warned, physically. That's why we've warned against those things according to the Word of God. So, are you at Young Adults? Are you in position? Are you coming to Young Adults? Are you getting
where
Young Adults are?
Listen, I got to say something. Okay.
If you are truly actually believing for a spouse and you are not coming to Young Adults, you are not sowing good seeds. I'm just going to be honest.
We've had a lot of new Young Adults come. It's a poppin' group, okay? So if you're looking for somebody, Houston Young Adults is the place to be. Let me tell you.
And you're saying, Lord, I'm ready. I'm planted. I'm sowing my time as a seed. And you're going to be fed here, and you're going to get the Word of God. But, I mean, if you're truly just here to find someone, you're honoring the Lord by saying, I'm going to put myself where I need to be. Amen. So are you putting yourself where on fire young adult people are. I'm just asking questions.
Also, I want to. I want
to. That's just for you to answer in your head.
Talking about a lot of singles and all this stuff. We will be doing a single spotlight today.
Woo!
We're gonna be doing a single spotlight. We have a couple of brave contestants that are going to be spotlighted today. So, yeah, later, more to come, more to come.
Yes,
but it's exactly. Happening today, so don't leave because we're spotlighting people.
We're spotlighting people, so stay.
This could be your husband. It could be your wife. Amen. If you're watching.
Amen. Are you putting yourself in revival meetings? Are you putting yourself where other young adults are? Godly, on fire young adults. Those are things that I heard when I was a young adult, and so I made it a point. If there was an Evangelist Jonathan meeting, if there was a Pastor Rodney meeting, if there were, you know, Evangelist Kofi, if there were meetings that where I'm connected with those ministries, I'm going to be at those meetings. I'm going to put myself, and guess what? You start meeting other young adults. Believe it or not, you're like, how does that happen? I mean, maybe not the first time, but likely the second time, maybe the third time. But you're going to start meeting other young adults. You've seen that person, you run into them. And that is those are places of connection. Does it mean that those people fall into all these things? No, you go through. They have to go through the same process as everything. But that is you putting yourself in positions. I already talked about this one. Are you presenting yourself as available? So, look available. Present yourself as available. That doesn't mean you wear inappropriate clothes. You know, if anything, you should probably be more modest. You know, like, not if anything, but I mean, like...
Don't be ugly.
Yeah, don't be ugly, don't but be you ugly. Can look. You can look very beautiful, but...
Don't purposely look ugly because you're waiting for the right man. If you're making yourself look, like, modest because the right man's gonna, like, see your heart, maybe... On the way up in the rapture. But I need you to get dressed. In Bible college, on the worship team in Bible college, we had a rule, which the worship team, never mind. We had a rule, and our worship leader told us there was a rule called paint the barn, which means every Sunday, it doesn't matter if you've never worn makeup in your life, girls had to wear makeup. Because you got to be presentable. There's lights. There's all this. I mean, today we don't have lights. But there's lights. And you just got to be presentable.
Right. You're looking sharp. You're looking like you're available. And you're not doing things in the set. That's why I was kind of saying about the modest thing. It's not like you're like wearing something so that people will notice you. No, you don't change. You don't show. You don't have to show your body. You make yourself, your hair, your face, what you're wearing so that it looks good on you. But does that make sense? I think I'm making sense here. I don't have to go into specifics here. But
also, don't forget, if you have any questions, please
text.
Please text us. Please message us. We will be answering all your guys' questions today.
Amen. And then also, lastly, for the ladies, as I said, get in position. Make an effort to talk with young adults and to be friends.
Yeah. Oh, I have a good one.
We have hangouts for this reason, for you to connect and for you to invite people, for you to get to have relationships with other young adults. So if you're a young adult, come to those young adult nights. Make it a purpose that, you know what, it's been a long week. I'm still going to go because guess what? I'm planting myself and I'm making myself available. I'm getting in position. And these are all things. I know these seem like, oh, I'm just trying to tell you to come to young adults. No, these were things that I did. That Courtney, I did. I made myself look available. I put myself in places.
We should have got before and after videos.
I mean, well, pictures. I did. I made myself available. I went to every single young adults night. Bowling, when we went to the Topgolf, I did everything. Even, you know, when it was just getting started and there was a couple of people, I was there because I said, Lord, if it's the night that a young adult guy comes through, I'm here, I'm available, and you put yourself in that place. Just like Georgie, he was always here at church. He could have been like, you know what, I'm going to go look at other young adult places and try to find. But no, he was posted in the house of God, and he was faithful to what he was doing, and same with me. I was staying faithful to what I knew to do, and guess what? The Lord honors that. The Lord honors that. So ladies, get in position and pray and believe and be a person, a woman of faith. You can play that music now.
No, it was good.
Okay.
It
was fun. Amen. Any other questions for the ladies? If y'all have anything, text me right now and I'll answer.
Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit here. And let's go to kind of our main topic here, which is okay, we've done all this. We're doing, and again, if you have questions, please send them in. But
we're going to talk about some things guys should do.
I'm going to say, let's fast forward to now. Me and you know that we're interested in each other, or we're becoming interested in each other. So when we started recording podcasts together, and even when we're recording podcasts, it wasn't like we were like, me and Courtney weren't. Here's this trend that I don't think you realize exists, but there's this thing where there's like, we're friends, right? But we flirt a lot. Like, don't be flirty friends. Don't be like, oh, they're my friend. And then when somebody asks, like, are y'all together? Y'all do that awkward thing where like y'all look at each other and wait for somebody to answer. Like, that should not be going
right.
on.
Y'all if need you're to have clear.
If you're friends, be friends.
Yeah.
If you're together, be together.
Yeah.
Don't ever, here's a good rule to live by. Don't ever leave room for assumption.
Yeah.
Don't ever leave, because where there's assumption, there's confusion. So if you're writing mm-hmm. notes, take that down. If there's assumption, there's room for confusion.
And that was something like, I feel like we were both on, because
that's well, hold on, before you go, before big... you go okay. deep into that.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm going to say is going to make help. But like, that's why when we were friends, but I talked more to, like, because it was me, Courtney, Victoria. We never hung out alone. I talked more to Victoria because I know I'm the guy who, if I start looking at you and I like you, it's gonna spill out like a river.
Yeah, so you had some of those moments.
So I wish Victoria, can somebody text Victoria?
I know.
Jump on here.
It's like that time when he was like, yeah, I went to go look at wedding rings.
Okay, that's not really what y'all think that was like connected, but that actually wasn't. That y'all just were hoping
maybe,
that was connected.
Maybe we were just like, oh my gosh.
No, I told them what I did, and like they like ran off with it.
You just happened to be in a jewelry store.
You thought that I asked, you basically was asking to marry you. Anyways, but so we weren't flirty friends. We were friends. And, you know, obviously we were cool with each other. We were nice. But I wasn't like, hey, you look great today. Like, oh, yeah, it wasn't it was never like that. But so, yeah, be friends or be together. Don't be flirty friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so we move on and blah, blah, blah. We become friends. We start getting feelings for each other. So there was a point where you liked me and I liked you, but we never said anything. And so what are some things that I guess I'll answer first and then you can answer.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy.
No, I know, but we'll go back and forth because okay. It's a two-lane thing here. For me, okay, what was step number one for George, okay? How I decided I like this girl. I don't even think I knew you liked me yet. I was basically about to, like, put a blindfold on and shoot half-court shots. That was like my game plan there. Listen, I'm going to read a wise man once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Okay. So George over
here
is like
a firm believer of that.
Yeah. You have to shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Because if you don't shoot your shot, nobody's going to know you exist.
Right.
Like, here's the thing. All right. Oh. Here's the thing that annoys me. Okay. Let me.
Do not talk to me until I have had my coffee. Mm.
Until I've had my coffee.
Okay.
Do not talk to me.
All right. So. So.
I feel like that just like worked you up.
Yeah. I'm alive now. All right. If you're a guy, you should be pursuing the woman.
We answered that question. We said we would answer.
You should. Can a guy. Should.
Can a girl.
Okay, can a girl pursue a guy? The short answer is yes. The long answer is it shouldn't happen that way.
It shouldn't, yeah.
But why? Because the girl you're to marry should be a prize worth going after. And if you're a girl, you should be a prize worth pursuing. if you're literally two nickels and a quarter, you're not worth the treasure. Like, you're not worth the pursuing. And so don't expect to be pursued if you're not worth pursuing. If you're taking notes and you're single, write that down.
Right. But you
be worth pursuing.
Right. Yeah. Like, meaning like how you carry, like
everything we just said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And so Courtney was somebody who was worth pursuing. She was pursuing her career. She's pursuing her relationship with the Lord. She's pursuing, she was getting involved in her church. Those were all good signs. I even asked Courtney out for the first time. Before I even asked Courtney out for the first time, guess what I knew about her? I'll tell you what I knew about her. I knew she was blonde. She had nice features. I'm just kidding. Okay, she was blonde. Okay, sorry. Joke's over. She was heavily involved in her church. I knew that she was a tither because obviously we had taught on giving. We had taught on tithing. Courtney, how many times have we fought on tithing? Like, have we had arguments about tithing?
Never.
We've never had. It was never a question. Never.
It's unquestionable.
Why do you say that like you doubt me?
And we'll never. We'll never have. We would never.
Not a chance.
All right. So I knew that you were solid. You were heavily involved. I knew you were going to help the power of church to your best ability. And you were called by God. And so I didn't have this thing where it's like, oh, we go on our first date and it was like awkward because I already knew who you were. And so step number one, what was my step number one? Guess what? Find out what she's interested in. Okay, this is step number one. If you're taking notes.
Honestly, guys, y'all should be taking notes because
I literally just told them that.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, this guy, I feel like he knows what he's talking about. He was like a master pursuer.
I'm writing a book.
Yeah. Not to like lift him up or anything, but he really is.
Really? I'm just kidding.
He pursued me very well, and he was relentless. Not to say. Yeah, he was great.
You're welcome.
He's an example, so.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so step number one. What is step number one? And girls, these tips kind of work out for y'all too. Is find out what the other person is interested in. Okay, so in my instance, Courtney here, Miss Food Court. If you're not following the food court, go follow the food court. But Miss Food Court here really loved food. And guess what I liked? Rice, chicken, and tacos. And ground beef. That's what I liked. I didn't care if I had any other food in the world. As long as I had chicken, ground beef, jasmine rice, and soy sauce, I was going to live the rest of my life okay. So, obviously, she was not attracted to that. So, guess what I did? I started looking up. I knew she was a food court, right? What are some of the best? Yeah. What are some of the best restaurants in Houston? I started following Instagram food pages. I started sending her food.
He did.
I started sending her food things.
A couple of things were questionable, but that's okay.
Listen, again, it wasn't. I wasn't.
There was a couple of misses, but many hits.
Yeah, and so you may be, your question may be like, oh, so you have to pretend like to be somebody else. If that's what they're interested, yes. If that's what they're interested in, yes. Of not, move on to somebody else. If you're going to wait for that person who likes especially for girls. Girls and guys are very different. If you want, if you don't want to find somebody who's exactly like you, especially if you're a girl, because then you're just going to marry a wimp. That sounds really bad. Okay. How do I backpedal this? I just called women a wimp.
Like, okay, for example, Quaisha just said shopping. A lot of guys do not like shopping.
And if a guy likes shopping, you may want to make sure they're gay. They're not gay. Ask them a couple of questions. Where do you paint your nails? And if they answer quickly, red sign, red flag.
Okay, next step. What's your next step?
Oh, okay. So number one, find out what they're interested in.
Okay.
And for you, that was food.
True. I do like to go.
I guess your step number one was like, look good.
Yeah, just be ready. I was ready at all moments.
Okay.
Remember that time you said you want to go eat? I said, yes, I'm hungry.
6 hours later. Fun fact. All right. Let me tell you. Yeah. So effort. Listen, it may not be, Quisha said he's putting in the effort. Mm-hmm. Faith with corresponding. Okay. So look, here's the thing. It may not be, and don't be a hardhead. If a guy is trying and it's like, and recognize that he's trying. Mm-hmm. If you're like, if you like food and he sends you like Pakistani food, and you think Pakistani food is disgusting because you like Italian food, don't be like, ugh, I don't like Pakistani food. Show some effort. Be like, oh, that's great. Like, have you seen this Italian restaurant? There's always ways to go about it. Yeah. Don't be somebody who's like, don't turn off a guy so much to where he went from pursuing you to like running away from you.
Yeah.
Okay. So first you find out what they're interested in. Number two, once Miranda said, if they know my Prada shoes were from last season. Okay, isn't that a movie quote?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that's a movie quote. Why do I know that's a movie quote? Steph said, what? A man that gets his nails done are taking care of himself. Yes, and probably his boyfriend. Okay, so number two.
Right to jail.
Is, you after you found out what they liked or what they're interested in, is what?
Oh, I was going to say it. I thought I knew what it was.
Well, what do you think?
Shoot your shot.
Maybe not that soon.
Okay.
Don't be quick to rush out of friendship, the state of friendship.
Oof. That's a good one. I didn't know what you were going to say. Okay. Next.
Don't be too quick to run out of the friendship state. Because guess what? And am I saying you have to be friends for 30 years? No. Do you have to be friends for 2 years? No. But don't be so quick to stop being friends. Don't be so quick to go from friends to dating. Because friendship will answer a lot of the questions and save you a lot of time and save you from a lot of it's easier if somebody said, like, if we were just friends and you said, yeah, like, I really don't really know about tithing. You'd be like, oh, okay. So like, mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's a good point.
Oh, no, wait. That's cool. I'm going to stay away from them a little bit. But if we go on our first date and it's just me and you at a nice restaurant,
right,
and you say like, oh, so what do you think about tithing? Or don't say that on the first date, actually. Don't
be weird. Super.
But like, and it's like, oh, yeah, I don't really believe in tithing. And then you're stuck there.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then
super awkward setting.
You may still have a great time, and then you forgot that they don't care about tithing. And then 6 months later down the road, you're asking, you're shocked that they're not tithers, you know. And these are all things you could have avoided in friendship. Right. So number two, tip number two is, don't be quick to rush out of the friendship zone. Pastor Sandy used to tell me all the time, if you know you're going to be together forever, then what's the rush?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one thing to say about that is, you know, say that I know that you're not like big into like potentially like, you know, that time we went on like a lunch date, but it wasn't like we were actually like dating.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Well, hold on, let me just finish this point real quick, and then what I was saying, what did you say?
Right to jail.
Well, something about that was that I really forgot what I was going to say because I really did. What was I saying? Dang it.
You want me to continue?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so when I think about it, I'm going to interrupt you. Go.
Can somebody end the live? I'm just kidding. All right. So next thing, just to touch on that, which here's how me and Courtney did it. We were friends. Courtney, you're scaring people on the live.
I have it. Okay, so real quick. So, like, if you are going to go on, like, your first date or, like, first, like, whatever, and you're not – so you don't know them super, super well, that's why it's really important to keep it lighthearted at that. Like, don't be, like, go to, like, a nice restaurant with candlelight where you have to dress up.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like, keep it casual. Like, something during the day – like really, really lighthearted,
okay,
and
so,
fun.
So
like surface level.
This is what me and Courtney did. Once we already had kind of like hidden mutual feelings about each other, but no move was made. There was no such thing as flirting in our relationship. Well, finally, I was like, all right, you know what? This has gone on too long. It's time. So Victoria went out of town 1 week and Courtney stayed behind. And so I said, this is my chance. So this is my shot, because we had never hung out alone. We had never gone out ever alone. And so I said, but we always hung out every Friday. So this would have been the first time we didn't hang out. And so I texted her like at 11 a.m., maybe even 10 a.m., or maybe it was noon, whatever. And I said, hey, I don't remember what I said. Like, hey, you want to grab some lunch? Or you hungry or something like that? I text her at 11 a.m. No response. At 12 p.m., no response at 1 p.m. No, I'm 12 a.m. No response at 1 p.m. No response at 2 p.m. No response at 2:30. Not till 3 p.m. At this point, I had almost ripped the walls off in the house. I had literally almost jumped off the second story. Like, I was like sweating bullets. I had shot my shot and no reply for four hours.
I'm not even kidding. My phone was on do not disturb.
And so I was like, I blew it. This is it. I have to change churches. I'm leaving the Power of Love Church. And so finally it hits. It's like 3:30. And Courtney rapid fires back like 6 messages. What? What are we going to do? And at this point,
I didn't think. I just was like, yay! Yes,
and at this point, the angels sang. I was like, we're doing it. And
he was like the little kid from Home Alone, and he ran up and down the stairs like, ah!
Yes, exactly. So what did we do? What was our first alone time together?
We went to Mod.
We went to Mod Pizza at like 3:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And then what did we do? We ate pizza and talked for 2 hours. And after 2 hours, you know, sitting at Mod for 30 minutes, not a big deal. Sitting at Mod for an hour, not a big deal. Sitting at Mod for 2 hours, that's weird. So obviously it's like it's 4 or 5 o'clock and we're like, okay, what are we going to do? Going back to number one, find out what they're interested in. I said, oh, you want to go to a coffee shop? Courtney loved coffee. Guess what? I hated coffee at the time, and I still don't know why I started drinking it. But so we went to a coffee shop, and we started playing Connect Four.
Yeah, it was a cool coffee shop. They had games. And
yeah, we played Connect Four. We started playing Speed.
Soccer field.
Too. And yeah, cool. We shared an I learned what an avocado is. If she said, would you like an avocado? And I was like, I don't really like avocado. And so it was great. She was starting to see through my fake food lovingness.
Yeah.
But you know, it's okay. Cause we were already, so that was our first thing. And you know,
it was very casual.
Here's the notes to take from that. One, it was casual. It was lighthearted. We didn't ask each other like
deep questions.
We didn't talk about anything deep that time. Like, oh, so tell me, how many boyfriends have you had? Like, if you're, and don't be a messy person. If your things like, if the first questions you ask are how many boyfriends you had, like what's like this or what?
Yeah, you're
like,
not on an interview.
Yeah, you're not like
that could hurt the relationship.
Yeah, you don't. If you're that person, you're the red flag. If you're the person asking those questions, you're probably a walking red flag.
People are going to take that as a red flag.
And so, again,
yeah.
If you're number three, go on a lighthearted date. We'll make that number three, mm-hmm. which is shoot your shot - lighthearted date. Do a lunch. Do a brunch. Do a coffee. Don't go on a 6-hour date night to where you're getting dropped off at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. on your first date.
Right.
I'll tell you what, that's how you set yourself up for failure.
Right. You're like, oh, well, we're going to drive three hours away.
And you know what's funny?
We're going to go do something like, what? That could be bad if you were to plan like this extravagant thing hours away and then you had to drive an hour's there and hours back. Keep it, you know, like if it was like, okay, it's just, that's just, yeah.
Going to one of my sayings, nothing good happens after 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens after 10 p.m. If you find yourself out at 11 p.m. and you're on your second date, I'd be very, very, very careful. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, number three, lightheartedness. Keep it lighthearted. Okay. So after our we probably went on how many lighthearted dates? Like three or four, right?
Yeah.
We were like, see, like we told nobody. We told nobody. Even when we were at church, I don't even think we like. You wouldn't have been able to tell that we went out together, even here at church.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like, oh, I'm going to go sit next to you now. Like, and none of that happened. It was just like, oh, we're still like, you know, we're friends. And so.
Right.
Okay. So we went on lighthearted dates. Now, after a couple of months, really, it was like a 2-month span of lighthearted dates. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 or 3 months of like 3 or 4 lighthearted dates. And obviously we hung out here at church and stuff. So again, don't be too quick to run out of the friendship stage.
Mm-hmm.
That'll save you a lot of heartbreak. And so, and we're kind of going over an hour here, so I have a feeling there may be part 4.
Maybe. We really just have the spotlights. Or the, how much you have
to say? No, I have a lot more to say.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, I... Who wants... Okay, I know we didn't really touch on like what we were supposed to officially touch on, but... I could be here for another hour talking about this.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a lot to say about this, especially for the guys. If you want, it's been an hour. We try to keep these under an hour. And I still have like, we still have like 15 minutes more of content. So if you want a part 4, let us know. Comment. 2-hour special? That's literally Miranda in the back. Miranda!
I mean, I think we need to do those spotlights, though.
No. We're going to do those.
Okay.
Courtney, I'm talking about specific, the con here. Like
gotcha.
This. Like, I could talk about guys. I could talk about guys' roles with girls. I mean, I could do it. I could go for another hour. So I'm just stop. Jocelyn said part 4. Stephanie said all-nighter. Stephanie, I'm so glad that you were here Sunday. Can't wait till you're back on the worship team. No rush, but just know that you're appreciated.
Okay, part 4.
Victor, this is interesting and fun. Maximus is taking notes. We want a part 4.
Okay, part 4.
I'm telling you, you gotta get
why
the people.
Why are you pushing me?
You gotta get the people what they want. You know what I'm saying?
All right, part 4 it is. So
one. Then. No. It's Stephanie. Calm down. We're doing 4 spotlights tonight. Miranda, can you please hit that graphic for me? Go ahead. Yes. No sound. It doesn't have sound. All right, everybody. Going into our next part is HY. Can you replay that? It's okay. You can replay it. It is our HYA singles spotlights, baby. Can you make sure that the music's not too loud? Now, you may be asking yourself, what is an HYA single spotlight? We're going to be showing some of our young adults who are single, possibly ready to mingle. I want to let you know that this was all voluntary. I did not make anybody do this. There were a couple of people that really needed to be in the spotlight, but they chose not to be. No names, you know who you are. But this is the time that if you know any godly single people, make sure that one, you're listening, and two, you send this to them. Because this could be the day they find their husband or their wife. We're doing this.
Setting up people. Woo!
Okay, wait, Miranda, who's first? Don't tell me. Don't say it out. Just Miranda, is that a gang sign?
Texting
us? No. Just say it out loud. No, do that one last. You know, we'll do that first. We'll do it first. No, we're good. Sorry. All right. Here we go, everybody. So, number one on our single spotlight is no one other than Mallory Lott.
That's my sister.
All right. Aww. So, this is my great, great sister-in-law. Stephanie, yes, you can rate from 1 through 10, I guess. Mallory Lott lives in New Orleans, Louisiana. Age 30. A fun fact, she was radically saved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Her favorite color is black, but her hair is blonde. And her perfect date is, maybe a mid-morning coffee and sitting outdoors. Everybody, give it up for your number one bachelorette, Mallory Lott.
Woo!
Let's get some hand claps in the chat. All right, next up we have Joshua Calderon.
Okay, that fun fact.
All right, so here we are. Joshua Calderon is a known member of the Power Love Church. I will vouch for this man that he is barely saved. I mean, that he comes to the Power Love Church.
Nah.
Now, let me tell you why this is his favorite pick here. It's because he had an opportunity to testify on a Sunday morning. Pastor Jesse had asked him just a few minutes before this photo was taken, so he was pretty nervous. He always says, for his glory. And that's true. If you follow Overflow Ceramics, you'll see nothing but for his glory. So that was a moment I'll always remember for what he's done in my life, especially in all my work.
Amen.
Wow. Ladies, if that doesn't cry my Boaz, I don't know what does. All right, Josh is a strong 24. His fun fact is he's been stabbed before at a church. And yes, it was a Christian church.
Sounds like a fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact. Josh, tell me something about yourself. I've been stabbed in the house of the Lord. Perfect date is a museum, visit to an old antique stores, even though I've never seen him with anything antique. And then a picnic. To finish it off.
Okay, picnic. That's
Victor said, I was with Josh when he got shanked. Okay, this story is getting worse and worse.
Shanked.
Not stabbed, but shanked. So again, his perfect date is museums, visits to old antique stores, and then a picnic to finish it off.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Josh Calderon. Josh said he was stabbed, he was saved, delivered, stabbed, and restored.
Amen.
Josh said, bro, my pocket watches. Oh, sorry, Josh, you're right. Your pocket watches. All right, I couldn't tell if that was you or the M&M's guy or the Peanuts guy. All right, next up we have our third contestant, Quaisha Graves.
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Quaisha Graves is from Illinois. Can you tell me where that's from?
Wait, which one?
Where's she from?
Oh, she's from Illinois.
Yeah, from Illinois. So, huh? Sorry, Miranda's back here. He's always trying to. Okay, that's weird. Okay. All right, so Quaisha Graves, she is 28 years young. Fun fact. My left ear is higher than my right ear.
No one's looking.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Quaisha's perfect date is seeing the tree lighting during a holiday season at the Rockefeller Center in New York City. Were you in the movie Madagascar? Seeing the tree lighting during holiday season at the Rockefeller Center in New York City. Oh, Quaisha is from Zion,
ooh,
Illinois.
Ooh, spicy.
Zion, Illinois. Illinois. She would like to visit Italy or
Santorini.
Santorini or Greece. Quaisha's idea of a fun night out is going to TJ Maxx, going to Home Goods, or going to Home Depot. Gotta get those anchors and those drills. Also, Quaisha loves nature views, sounds. Are you just going listening your five senses? Nature views, sounds, walks under the perfect dates.
No,
I don't think our...
That's for the perfect date section.
Oh, got it. Miranda, are you okay back there?
It's all good.
I know we're putting her on the spot. Okay, and so everybody up, give it up for your bachelorette number two, Quaisha Graves.
Woo!
Bam, bop, bada bop, boom, pow. Oh!
Quaisha Graves, thank you for joining in today's Spotlight Singles. And last but not least, we have Brianna Rodriguez.
Not a chance.
Nope, that's the right one. She likes Judge Judy.
Oh.
Brianna Rodriguez.
Brie.
Not to be mistaken with Melissa Rodriguez. Brianna Rodriguez is a young 22. Fun fact about Brianna is I've known her since she was like four. Oh, wait, that's not what she said. But I have known, I've known Brianna Rodriguez since before this church even started. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If she's 22, that means she would have been at least 10, and I knew her for years before that. So she was probably like seven when I met her. Brianna Rodriguez, fun fact, before the year 2020, I have never completed a book because I cannot read. Oh, sorry. Wrongly. I never completed a book. As of now, I am an avid reader. And everywhere I go, I'll have a book with me.
Nice.
Amen. As you can see, she's also holding...
I can vouch for that.
Let's see. A scrumptious rush. Okay. So, Brianna's perfect date is I'm taken to a scrumptious restaurant and we eat a scrumptious meal. We then go to a scenic destination to continue our enthralling conversation. Can I get a definition for that? While we converse, we sip on coffee or tea and watch the most beautiful sunset on the Titanic.
That sounds delightful.
Wow. What? Did I just shed a tear?
I'm hungry after that.
And you can see Brianna Rodriguez. Yes, this is a recent picture. That's her with her ferret. I mean dog? Sibling?
Okay, that's her baby.
Oh, that's what they call it. Okay, well, that has been our Houston Young Adults Spotlight Single Spotlight. Sorry, wrong one. That's what we look like at 5 in the morning. I try to tell people that we really are the same people everywhere we go. Like, we do the, like, what you just saw is us at 5 in the morning. We live a good life. What can I say? Marry your best friend.
True.
Random dancing. Where is that from? Is that from iCarly?
Random dancing.
Random dancing! Music goes hard. It does. Well, y'all, this has been fun. And I'll tell you what, this is not the last one. We will have one more part. Part 4 will be our conclusion.
Finale.
It will be the finale. We may even have a guest on.
Ooh. Ah, who is it?
We may even have a guest on.
Wow.
We may have a couple of guests on.
Woo!
We're going to have a good time. We may switch out the table for a couch.
Okay.
Listen, I'm just saying, you don't want to miss part four. We're going to, you know what? We're going to do a giveaway at part four.
All right, part four, giveaway.
What if we pay for somebody's first date?
All right, let's do it.
What if we send two people on a date? And then we live stream their date?
No. No.
Should I go for it? I'm going to shake this.
That would be fun. If y'all want to see a giveaway, Miss Carolyn, part four. Miss Carolyn needs a man. Does anybody else have any single uncles? Possibly grandpas? Brianna Reese, I'm excited. And yes, we will be doing more. Listen, if you're watching and you would like to be a part of our Houston Young Adults Single Spotlight, please get with me or my wife, Courtney. But part four is going to be a big shebang. It's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. We'll talk. I'll go more in depth on the guy's role, and Courtney will go more in depth on the girl's role. And we'll talk about Ms. Miranda Perales. Get Ms. Carolyn on a single spotlight. Okay. Hey, you never know. We may do it. We'll talk everything from, you know, what our dating process looked like. We'll talk about when the engagement ring, when I bought the engagement ring, how I bought the engagement ring. We'll talk about conversations we had leading up to being engaged. I mean, that's all part of dating. But that's not dating. I didn't do it.
We will. It's going to be it's going to be the best.
It's going to be good. So we're going to do, okay. So don't miss part four. Make sure you're following us on
Young Adults.
Houston Young Adults.
Everywhere on iTunes, Spotify, iTunes YouTube, doesn't exist. And Instagram.
Yeah. You can also, we do a podcast every Monday. Mm-hmm. And so please follow us on that. We actually have a lot of viewers that listen every week, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see, if you have a question or maybe a topic that you want to see or hear, mm-hmm. let us know. We'll be taking questions. You know what? Next time we'll do call-ins, we'll do live questions, and we'll do giveaways.
Sounds good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a big finale. So.
Yeah. So don't miss it. It's going to be, oh man, it's going to be a good time. I'm so excited. It's going to be a good time. Well, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed tonight. If you had a good time, thanks for joining us. You know what?
Subscribe to Houston Young Adults.
Also, I want to give them an opportunity to give because this is good ground. This is dating 101. Listen, I'm not saying there's not a lot of good content out there on dating, but there's not a lot of good content out there on dating. So I don't take what we're doing lightly. I think this is pretty big, and you know, this is good. This is good. I mean, some people don't know how to date. Some people want to know, but don't have anybody they think they can hear from.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are saying, hey, I'm not looking right now to date, but maybe, like, I'm thinking about, like, you know, I'm getting to that age where I want to start dating.
Yeah.
Listen, the easiest time to learn about dating is before you start dating.
Yes.
So this is, like, the time that you want to learn about dating.
Yeah.
Because then you'll go into it knowing. Mm-hmm. You won't get blindsided by a weirdo.
Yes. And yeah, so we'll give you an opportunity to sew tonight.
I know, Miranda, do you have that?
You can attach your faith to a seed.
Yes, thank you. The ways to give are through our Cash App at TPOLCYA. Again, that's our Cash App at TPOLCYA. And then you can also text GIVE to 844-618-1258. Those are the ways to give. Give as you purpose in your heart. Courtney, you were saying?
Yeah, I was just saying, I knew for me, I attach my seeds to something specific. And so I would sow into my future marriage, my future spouse. I would specify what my seed was, and I sowed in faith. And so if you desire to do that, attach your faith to your seed to that future spouse. If you're believing for a future spouse, if you're believing for a marriage, if you're believing for the man, the woman, sow a seed in faith. Attach your faith to a seed. And I knew I did that. I did that. I sowed money. I've sowed rings. I sowed watches. I sowed specific things that I knew I was sowing into my future ring, my future husband, my future marriage, and I attached my seed in faith, and I knew those were seeds that the Lord brought, the Lord was able to use as harvests in terms of my marriage. So you can do that tonight here as we're giving you an opportunity, and we thank you for sowing. We thank you for listening. We thank you for tuning in. We love you guys. The whole reason we're doing this was the Lord put it on our hearts to do it.
Yeah, you know what's funny is we only plan on doing one episode.
We did. I mean, but we had so much to talk about, and
we still have a lot to talk about. I mean,
there is a lot for sure, but I've enjoyed it, and I love all of y'all. Y'all are awesome. Thanks for sharing it, and we will see y'all at part four.
Guys, we love you. We hope you have
and
a great night.
We'll see y'all at the next Houston Young Adults Night on March 31st.